We are always Srimad Bhagavatam is going on. None cares for Dhyan and Vairagya. Even in Bhagavad it is written, no use of Dhyan and Vairagya. Always chant Hari name. Listen Hari Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam. Roam, always roaming in Vrindavan, forest, like Sevakunji, Nidavan, Rasasthali, and all other places. Always waiting there, taking dust of these good places on eyes, ears, in heart, and pray. That Krishna prema, Gopi prema should come in our heart. This is the man. So far, to start off all others, it was done in Naimisharanya, it was done in Haridwar, also in where Parikshit Maharaj said, Shukartala. In Vrindavan, always Krishna Lila is going on. Whole Bhagavat is going on.
Happening. More than hearing.
If one goes in Vrindavan here and there, in Dan Gali, Man Gali, Kunji Gali, Seva Gali, no? His parikrama of whole Vrindavan is done. His sadhan bhajan is done. Everything. Krishna will see that I'll have to give this Krishna. So he follows that person. How to give? Anyhow, he will give. As we are hankering for Krishna, he is also hankering how to give it. उनको कोई बहाना चाहिए बहाना करके अंडरस्टैंड
व्हाट बहाना मींस सम लाइक ट्रिक और सम
दे आर सेकिंग सम ट्रिक हाउ टू डू एनी हाउ यस प्लेड एनी ट्रिक टू दिस डिवोटी परहैप्स यू हैव gun in the trap of Krishna. When I saw her in Bombay, I wished heartily that she is a very beautiful woman and she has taught his spiritual master. In so many ways. So he could be blessed by his love. Anyhow, he come to the class. And he played any trick. And she became of Vrindavan. More than me. I am here in Kansaraj in Mathura and she went at
we were wondering if you could teach us how to say it or give us more meaning of it to help us say it from the heart because we say it so dry. It just comes and then it's over and then there's nothing happens.
Now you are thinking that you are dry.
Yeah.
I thought you are not thinking like this.
No, I was so thinking.
Now, how? Why you are now thinking that you are dry?
Because I don't have any love when I chant Hare Krishna or Gayatri Mantra.
Gayatri Mantra will dry your heart.
What do you mean dry?
It don't do. Ladies don't do.
But only,
But in our section, in Gaudiya Mutha, from Bhakti Mutha, from Prabhupada, from Bhakti Siddhanta, and from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only 12% can be there, and all other monks can do it really well.
And Prabhupada gave this to everybody, the lady Nana.
Every month, you should do, because your guru has told you. But pray something gives more praise.
What?
Give more emphasis. Some more emphasis on other men. Guru Gayatri.
Oh yeah, the Gayatri is just the first, but of the others we don't say good either.
She doesn't know how to say any of them.
So his spiritual master has given something. You have to increase. He has given seed. Now, what?
Ankur.
Then very green leaves will come, some flowers will come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here in this sphere to give Narki Pacharim Kira Karuna Avatirana. Have you heard this slog? You? To give this donation to world. What? Unnata Ujjvala Rasan. What is Unnata Ujjvala
Rasan?
How full of this? Not if he has come to give how Yasoda loves Krishna. It has been given before. And Vallabhacharya and all others have been given. They have been. How Sakha loves to Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to this. How Rukmini and Satyabhama loves Krishna? It has been also given in Ramchandra and by Krishna. Krishna has given also. But, so this thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, come tonight. Only that question, Unnata Ujjvala Rasan Srigam. Srigam. He has come to give Sri, not Ujjvala Rasan. He has come to test Unnata Ujjvala Rasan, the power of Radhika. Understand? This thing cannot be given because it is Mahabhava. So I just thought, but if Sri can be given, but human beauty, that is, there is a creeper, no?
Yes.
You know creeper? Creeper is Srimati, Radhika, no? Its beauty is its leaves and flowers. You know? When creepers, leaves and flowers,
move in
air, what?
They move gently in the breeze. When the breeze
then
comes.
We will see that, oh, creeper is so good. But if there is no flower, no leaves in that,
no beauty.
There is no beauty. They don't want to be Srimati Radhika, the creeper. But he went to read it, lists and flowers of the teacher. That is Palladasi or no. Understand something? This is a team. Now you can go. Gradually should read. It will help you so much. Madhubika Jambani Jaiva Dharma. And then if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat, that is so much the fruitful for you.
What is
it? How to do Raga Nuga?
Yeah, when you're sick.
When grief comes, then mind will not be in control. It will try to appear in any way, by hook and crook.
Oh, Mahavadhyam, yes, sir.
If grief comes, whether it is seen to love Krishna, or whether it is so punya, punya means?
Fortune.
He does not see at all here and there. It may be wrong or right. See hai? It may be wrong or right. No? It may be pap or punya. But I have given my heart. Anyone can tell anything, but no care. That is called greed of Raganuga. And he will try to achieve it very soon, just now. And if there is delay, it seems like a muchly fish when it is out of water and get life. It does not know wrong or right. He only wants to love Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami has told, na dharman, na dharman. So take a rest from Kilikuru. I don't wish to palan karna, which to obey the orders of Vedas, what is dharma? And I don't also want to obey, disobey the orders. I have no need at all. I want to serve Radha and Krishna, whether it is right or wrong or anything. How it will be? It will be by hearing the prayers of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Prabodhananda Saraswati, have you heard? It is a miraculous for Kavi, poet, bhakta poet. Jascha pada vasananchala telanuttha dhanyati dhanya pavanena kisarthamani yogendra durgam gatir madhusudhano tasya namastu vidhvan guru. Have you heard this? Never? You have? You have none? You have? Anyhow, Srimati Radhika was in anger. And she was not in a mood to speak with Krishna. She did like, like this. Krishna wanted to please Trinity. But she was not in a position to receive. She was influenced. She tried by so many skills. She also brought down within lotus feet of Srimati Gandhika. I will not do again what I have done, but wrongly I have done. This is this way. Yet, she told her maid servant, Palya Dati, Rukmanjari and Ratimanjari, that this man is so clever. He knows so many tricks. His heart, out and inner, are of two kinds. No? What?
Black.
Huh?
Black.
Everywhere it is, inner side also black, outer side also black. So, tell him and request that person, teacher, to go away from here. And he should never come here. So Gopi told him, oh black person, you should come here and go away straight from here. Our Sakhi is in so anger. At last, Gopi threatened Krishna to leave this place as well. So Krishna went from that place. But she was so unhappy. She was standing at one side of Radha and Srimati was standing on the other side of Radha. But air was coming from the corner where Srimati Radhika was towards Krishna. Understand? If Krishna was in the east side of Radhakund, Radhika was in west side, and air very cool, very calm and quiet, very pleasant, very fragrant, very sweet smelling. From Radhakund, Beli, Chameli, Jui and Kadamba. So, taking the fragrance of all these things, the air became heavy. He was not in a mood to go speedy. So, we can take a knife, take something from him. He cannot walk. So it was coming, the air was blowing, but very gently. And that air took the corner of Radha, what? Anchal. You know Anchal? What is it? This. No. Yes.
Yeah.
This is the corner of Anchal of Srimati Radhika. Air was blowing. And from that, the corner of Srimati Radhika, Anchal means this.
Yeah.
So it began to do like this. And presence of Radha's body went in air. At first the air was heavy with so many good flowers. Scent of Srimati Radhika body also made. and it went crossing Radhakund and went to Krishna. And it went straight in the nose of Krishna. And he thought that this present is of Srimati Radhika. He knows. He is quite perceived. He is quite known to that present. So at once he saw that, he thought that Srimati Radhika has come in the shape of a smell. And tears were coming from Krishna eyes. And he shut up his eyes and took Srimati Radhika in his heart and what?
Embraced
Srimati Radhika. He thought that as holy Sri has the expression of Srimati Radhika. The poet, no? Who is writing this slope is telling that Krishna is so much very hard to have the darshan of Krishna lotus feet. Brahma, Shankar, Bhishma, Pitama, Narada and all others, himself Buddha, cannot have darshan of Jong, Brajesh, Nandan Krishna, Nandanandan, Radhakanda Krishna. He is Radhakanda at Radhakanda, Gopikanda, Vrindavan Vilasi Krishna. And Vrindavan Vilasi is serving. So many Vrindavan Vilasi are serving Krishna that time. So it is very hard to have darshan of Krishna. But Krishna is telling as Dunyata, Vikhanada, Dunyata. That air touching the body of the Radhika became so fortunate and most fortunate. That dhanyati dhanya, fortunate air. When it came to Krishna, Krishna set the smell of Srimati Radhika. Then Krishna eyes were shut up. And now my whole life is
successful.
So I am successful. My life is now successful. So, I bow down to Srimati Radhika. No. That is not. I will bow down to the lotus face dust. Then he is thinking that I am not qualified to take the dust of Srimati Radhika. Then what to do? I will go down to that air which brought the fragrance of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. And Krishna thinks himself successful in life. So where Radhika is standing from here and going to that side, that form, from where that air is coming towards Radhika. So I bring that side, first side, first side, where Radhika is. I am not qualified for anything to pray Radhika just out. So I pray only that Disha. Disha means that
direction.
Direction. Where Radhika is.
Should we also pray to the air here in Vrindavan to give us Krishna consciousness?
You should know. You should think what to do.
You said we should pray to the dust particles, so should we also pray to the air?
one may flow. Everything has. But that could be any good taste. That is called rasi. Devil that the juice of all these and give to others and make them rasi. By hearing all these sages flow, great progress is being seen. That how can I start to do this? Sarva Radhika. Krishna knows, so he became so much merciful to that sadhak. This is the way to go towards Trinity. Remembering one slok and thinking the meaning of that slok. This is Araganda Bhajan.
We can think of the sloka and the meaning of the sloka while we're chanting our japa. The 16 rounds.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Jasya kadapi vasanam chalakhe dano. धन्याति धन्य पमने न कृतार्थमानि योगेन्द्र दुर्गम गतिर मधुसूदनोति तस्या नमस्तु वृषभानुभूयो. Send this stroke. A sadhak goes down to earth and goes like this. But
rolling.
Getting rolling.
Is each dust particle a separate pure devotee?
Huh?
Is each dust particle a different pure devotee?
No need of being a devotee. Each dust is a rasa.
What does that mean?
Rasa, you know?
Taste mellow.
Huh?
Taste mellow.
In English, what part?
Taste.
That's what it is. Ras means here. In grass, there is some liquid.
Juice.
But juice is not a ras. A dust is a ras. Ras, you know? What Krishna drinks, that is ras. Asmati, Radhika and Gopis drink, that is called the rasa. Understand? That is ras. So every dust is a rasa. How? You know kumkum?
The red kumkum that the Gopis wear on their bed.
In here? No? And they took Krishna, lot of feet here, and the kumkum dust mixes Krishna, lot of feet. No? And then Krishna left that dust. And after that dust from Krishna, when he
walk.
That dust mixed in earth. So that dust is that dust. Kumkum dust. And it is full of rust. Portion of rust is there. If any man has that dust, it will also be a rust. Understand something?
But the dust are not, they're not devoted. They're not pure devotees. But he said, praise the dust.
We want to taste the rust. We don't want to be the dust. we want to take that up here in eyes. Like in Srimad Bhagavata it has been stated, Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padasya Raga. Very good slogan in Srimad Bhagavata. Gopis are telling in Venunath, Venu Gita. Have you heard Venu Gita? Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21 adhyaya, chapter. Varaha pīdam natavar bapu karnayu karnitāya. This is slope. Best slope of Krishna said this Krishna. Beautiful. This is whole in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is slope. So beautiful, marvelous. Describing the beautifulness of Krishna. Last sloka is Puna Pulinda. Puna Pulinda means the Pulinda girls are so fortunate. Srimati Radhika is telling, I want to be a Pulinda girl. Pulinda girl means a hilly, right?
Aboriginal.
Aboriginal. That girl I want to. Because they live in hills. They live in by the side of Govardhan Hill. So, this girl in morning, they have come to Govardhan for need of fuel. Fuel, you know, cow dung. They have come to collect all this. Some sticks for fuel, cow dung for fuel. So that's wild girl, but beautiful. Some blackish, not as gopi, but yet so beautiful. Girl was collecting all this. She saw a thought of Krishna's face upon grasses. In morning, whoa. Drops of
dew.
Drop.
Dew.
Next grass so wet. So Krishna in morning, returning his home from Sanket. Have you heard Sanket's name?
That's where Krishna and the gopis had
it. મારા સમય દેખાયું છે મારા તમે દર્શન કરી શકો બેન ઇટ મારી છે એન્ડી
સો
ઇટ વોઝ વેટ એન્ડ સમ વોટર Next, it becomes so some liquid. I pulling. She is like pulling.
Very atom. That is.
No? What I was saying?
That it became wet. The kumkum mixed with the wet grass became wet.
You want to hear or I may stop here?
Yes.
You want to hear? Or let us stop?
No.
No? So then, she, at once she remembered Krishna. And she was so much become house. House? Yeah, bekaar. Hindi kyun nahi padta? Bekaar bahar karega. She became so synthetic. Full of emotion. And she could not take herself. She wanted to at once embrace Krishna. She was out of her control. Instead of that, she looked Krishna in her. Upper side, here, everywhere. She became like mad. And she thought that Krishna is standing here. And she took the kumkum of Krishna. And whether anyone seeing or not seeing, she was out of control. She took it and a friend loved 1,000 times. Birds were coming and going here. When she took that kumkum on her heart, she became. She at once thought that Krishna has blessed me. And she was calm and quiet. So Srimati Radhika is telling that I want to be that girl. She has no connection with Srimati, Krishna. That lady, that girl has no touch Krishna. Krishna is very far away. Only the dust, that is kumkum. And it was on grass, and from grass she takes. This is so far away, but yet she has so much love. So I want to be that. I want to be Jai and take birth in that Pulinda Kanya, Hilly Tribe girl. Because she has no shame, no binding. He will not hear the words of his father. His father will not disturb her for doing so. No? So I want to be God. My father, my mother, my husband, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, all are disturbed in me. But the father, mother, and his husband, anyone not disturb her, that lady. So I...
That Pulinda Kanya, who has everything to take darshan of Krishna, to take the kumkum of lotus feet of Krishna.
Speaking of the girl,
but that dust was... Where Krishna collected that dust? But Radhika is telling this sister. He's not understanding that. Understanding. That's it. This kumkum. So.
Did I have to get the name Kumkumangi?
Kumkumangi.
Kumkumangi. That's how?
Srimati Radhika is to
because
Krishna takes from her Krishna's face, himself takes, and does like this.
Angi means, what is Angi means?
Angi means body.
Oh, she wears kankam on her body, so she's called kankamangi.
No. Having the kumkum in her body is kumkumangi. And Krishna may be kumkumanga. Well, protect the kumkum of Srimati Radhika in his body, that is kumkumanga.
So the person
try to think all these things and pray Krishna and to do dust of Vrindavan, Vrindadevi and all to give you that this thing. This is called Radha Nuga Bhajan. In brief.
The dust of the pure devotee's feet is also auspicious, and we see that the devotees always take the dust from your feet. We heard, though, that you said because the lady could not do that with Prabhupada, that we should not do that with you. But is that true? Because sometimes we see that our ladies are also taking the dust from your feet. So what is the proper thing?
What is proper thing?
Well, not proper, but what...
Every sastra has said so. Srimad Bhagavata has also said. But it should be applied to qualified guru and vaishnava, not unqualified. We are not qualified. Your guru was qualified. Our guru was qualified. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was. No, no. I am not qualified. If anyone take my dust, he will go to hell.
We like that now. Let's
if he'll take my name, he will be in hell. That's the way he said. Call him. Vibhavari says
we sing it every morning.
Vibhavari in morning.
So Mangalarti.
Your Prabhupada used to was very fond of this song. Then I used to song and he always wants to hear my deep song.
used to sing for him?
When he met me, he always requested me that you should sing something. And he used to
play
Mahjonga.
And you played Kartal?
Kartal.
Would you mind singing that now for a few minutes? You've already said that you've Kartal.
My Gurudev has done. He has also gone to upper Golok Basin. They have taken my gala, sound and everything with them. My sound is not so sweet now.
It has to be sweet because it's coming from a pure heart. We love it.
It's going number second my what
is that it says?
When I sang it, when he was going to upper heaven. At that time. He called me from Mathura. He used to call me daily, and I used to go
Bhavanand Kamal Krishna, Jayaprasaka Swami, Charu Maharaj, they used to come with that and take me to there. Kya ji, kaise aa gaya?
Maharaj and Dada Maharaj about the Jayadharma, when you were discussing the end chapters, all the technical terms like Anubhava and Satrika. I know Dada Swami, I think, asked you this question, but if we're trying to get in the mood of Raghunuga prayer, as you said, what is the purpose of knowing all these technical terms?